Time it is, we can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Having all hope.
I am still here at the Bermuda Triangle Research Base in Puerto Rico, and at the helm of this monstrosity is Sam the Animal Steel, there at our flagship station, News Radio 570 WWNC in Asheville, along with Investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, tell us what the heck has been going on at Wright's Coin Shop.
It has been a busy week. We have had a lot of people selling things because kids are going back to school and mom and dad need some money. And so now is a really great time if you are a collector and you're looking for some special things to go in your albums and some holes to fill. Now's the time to come in because we have some really, really wonderful coins. And if you need supplies, we have lots and lots of supplies. And we're the biggest coin shop in Western North Carolina. Did you know that?
You know, I think I've heard you say that before, and that's pretty impressive because that's a big region.
It's a very big region, and it's a full-service coin shop, so we can handle anything. We've got anything. So come see us.
Well, you know, right now, people are obviously kind of freaking out because every time you turn on the news, it's just like worse and worse and worse, the negative stuff that people are hearing about. When that happens, they want some semblance of understanding. They want to be able to walk into a door where they can meet people who not only can understand what they're feeling, but maybe help them secure their lives a little bit more. And are you seeing that kind of person come to Wright's Coin Shop?
We are seeing that. We are. And we like to think that we're very, very easy to get along with, that we put you at ease, we listen to you, we try and help you figure out what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and we make it extremely simple, whether you have just a little bit of money or whether you have a lot of money, whether you want to do this really quickly short term or whether you want to stretch it out and make it a lifetime habit to put things back. We can do all of that, and we'll answer your questions and steer you in the right direction, and we do not work on commission. So that's another thing that should ease everybody's mind.
And so how can people get in touch with you, Shelley?
They can give us a call at 828-298-5402, or they can just come by and see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
Again, folks, you can go to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. There's a link at SpeakingOfStrange.com. Or just call 828-298-5402 if you're lucky enough to be in the Asheville area. They're not too far from the Biltmore Estate at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. Is there any chance, Shelley, that if somebody walks in there, if they say the right things to you, if they make the right deal, as a part of it, you'll pull up your shirt and show them your boobs?
No, I'm just really not seeing that happen.
You could sell more coins that way.
It doesn't mean that I might not wear a low-cut blouse. But I just cannot see whipping up the shirt and showing off the girls.
So are you telling me if Bill Gates walks in there and goes, "I will buy," let's be realistic. I will buy $100 million worth of. Basically, I will buy Wright's Coin Shop.
Mm-hmm.
I just want 5 seconds of Shelley pulling up her shirt. Come on, you wouldn't do that for.
You know,
Bill.
I got right? offered a gym membership for me and for everybody at this radio station that I used to work for if I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not do that.
Because you have scruples and morals and values.
Yes, I do.
You know, it's perfectly legal. As a matter of fact, my understanding is that tomorrow, Sunday, August 24th, is going to be the fourth year of the Asheville topless protest. Am I right about that, guys?
You are correct.
Yes.
They actually asked me to voice that spot for the radio, and I was like, that's probably not your guy, because I can't read that seriously. Not that I don't take it seriously, but I just really think I would have a hard time like reading it with the correct enunciation.
So do you know who became the right guy for that?
I heard the spot today, but I don't know. It's from out of market. I don't know.
Out of market.
Well, I'm disappointed with you, Sam. I thought surely you could read about boobies being flashed around in downtown Asheville.
I could,
better than anybody.
They wanted it to be legit, and I was like,
But you know, we didn't have any problems last week talking about the bum bum. What was that? The bum bum contest in Brazil?
Oh yeah.
And we were looking at the website, and we were judging the derrieres.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Well, apparently the topless day always falls at the Sunday closest to Women's Equality Day. That's the day women earn the right to vote. And so according to their website, gotopless.org, they're calling for equality. They say in 1971, the U.S. Congress has made August 26th into a nationally recognized date called Women's Equality Day. President of the United States is summoned to commemorate this date each year, and so they say it's only logical to go topless that day, depending on the legal status of your city. Now, Shelley, have you ever gone down to Pack Square on topless day?
You know, we all went down there on topless day. Remember?
Actually, we went down there for slut walk.
That wasn't the same thing?
No, that's... Asheville has such a wide, vivid spectrum of amazing.
We do, and we see so many things that they don't even register anymore. You can see a nun in a habit riding a great big bike with very very heavy hairy legs downtown, and you don't think anything of it. You just wave and go on.
Yeah, so we did slut walk, but not topless day. Have you ever done that before, Sam?
Slut walking or topless day?
Topless day.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, you know, from that aspect, I can understand. It's like, let's say it was very warm out today. Let's say
yes.
You were playing some tennis or something. You know, I can play with my shirt off, but if I'm playing a girl, she can't because, what, she has more flesh under her areolas than I do? Well, that's not very fair.
So you've not done that then?
No, the slut walk I do, like, 3 times a week. But no topless day, not legitimately, and not on the day, because I don't adhere to the rules, Josh.
Well, if either of you want to be our deputized reporters tomorrow and go down there and check it out, fine, just, you know, let me know. And as far as I'm concerned, they say it's women's equality, but it's kind of like a big free show is what you end up with, where men are coming from all around with their video cameras.
Have you been in Puerto Rico too long? Do you not know what's happening down there? It's not like Penthouse Pets or at Pack Square or Pritchard Park or whatever, flashing. No, it ain't that at all. So the dudes that are down there, it's like, really, I don't think they have internet connections.
I don't know. I have seen some of the coverage from past topless rallies, And it looks to me like that they're very well attended. And you know, when you see like a politician come out in the middle of a controversy and they're about, you know, 25 microphones all stuffed in his face, that's kind of what it looks like. A woman walks out with her breast exposed and there are about, you know, 25, 30 perverts standing there with video cameras about 6 inches away trying to get the scoop.
And that just seems more demeaning than the whole point of the entire the day. It's like, you know, we're empowered, and I get it, but then it's like ultimately they become the objects of ogling by, like, you know, dudes who are coming down from the hills.
Creepy.
But they ain't got nothing else going on a Sunday.
Trolling,
you know,
for dates.
The Lord's Day, mind you.
Yes, that's true, Sam. It is, according to many, the Lord's Day. Now, okay, Sam, I know we have a minute or two before our break, but you may be uniquely qualified to define for us motorboating, because I have a story here about this concept. Would you like to try to place motorboating into words?
Okay, you want it in a sentence or just into words? motorboating would be the act of a man or a woman sticking their head and face in between another woman's preferably big juggly breastises and going like that. That's
beautiful.
Thank you.
That should be the Webster's definition verbatim of what motorboating is.
Shelley, come here.
You should write that down.
There's a story here in the Huffington Post saying that, there is a bona fide doctor in trouble because of a motorboating charge. This comes to us from West Virginia, of all places. For some reason, that conjures up a lot of interest.
Virginia is for lovers. West Virginia is for motorboaters.
And it says here a weight loss doctor there was canned after she repeatedly exposed herself at the office and forced a female coworker to motorboat her surgically enlarged breasts. A 31-page complaint has been released, and it says a lot of employees are claiming, well, this woman underwent breast augmentation. She was repeatedly showing off the new boobs to staff and patients at the clinic, rubbing them against them. She also allegedly allowed drug salespeople to fill them while patients were present. And according to one complaint, it says this doctor grabbed an employee by the back of her head, kissed her on the lips, said, "You're going to be my baby."
You can say it.
I don't know. Actually, I can't. I don't think I can say this word. My blank baby. Maybe, I'm sure it's on the Speaking of Strange Facebook page. And now she's undergoing hearings, and, that's just not cool, apparently.
31 pages. How big are those breasts?
Well, when we come back, we're going to tell you about a woman who has breasts that are so big, she's become a smuggler. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two. Was
I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and let me remind all of you, this is the hour of the show when you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Tune in next hour, and perhaps you'll find something a bit more family-friendly. Tonight's program brought to you by Wright Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. And mind you, well, it's still the time of year when you've probably seen some pretty hardcore thunderstorms coming through. Power goes out. There's flooding. There are hurricanes. There are even tornadoes. And it sucks, but that's just the way it is. That's the natural world in which we live. And if you don't want to get stuck sitting there without any power, maybe you should consider obtaining a Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. It's the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price, guaranteed. So find out why people all around the country have bought one. Go to sunshinesimple.com and watch the video, and I think that you'll be impressed. Well, apparently, some people at the airport were impressed in Spain, because a 43-year-old woman was arrested in Madrid. They say that she arrived on a flight from Colombia, and she caught their attention because of her nervous demeanor. Whenever I read stories like this, I always think of that movie, Midnight Express. And that what an unnerving, disturbing film that is. She gets nervous. And, of course, nowadays they not only have dogs, but they have these machines that are able to intake the air around you and sense microscopic particles that might be related to some kind of an illegal substance.
And I don't like that, because it's like I might not have anything on me, but I might set off 100 red flags. You know what I'm saying? But I might be completely clean, but like those things could, it's not, you're not going to know what they're picking up. It's poofing air on you and stuff.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, are we leading to this kind of
Orwellian state?
Yeah, a Minority Report-esque environment in which people say, we're picking up microscopic particles around you, and this means that you are likely going to do this or that in the future if you haven't already done it. But the narcotics agents say that they searched her, and apparently they had her, of course, at some point, remove her clothing. And that's pretty scary to think that can be done when you start traveling the world. And it says a body search uncovered, quote, certain irregularities and deformations in both breasts.
Sometimes boob jobs go wrong.
Well, they say these were really huge. They were not perfectly round, and according to one of the female agents who performed the inspection, they just did not feel right and changed shape like Play-Doh. Ooh. And so they determined that these breast implants were actually containing about 3.7 pounds of cocaine.
Oh crap.
Yeah. And this was removed at the hospital. And so this shows you the extent to which some people are going right now to transport drugs, to be a drug mule. They'll literally undergo surgery, and it's apparently financially worthwhile for some kind of an elaborate operation like this, operation in the larger sense as well as the literal sense. in order to fill a woman's chest with cocaine.
Okay, first of all, I don't. They actually like felt her up.
Well, I mean, if it looked lumpy, I mean, like you get patted down, and so when you
right,
yeah. So I mean, I'm sure they could have felt. You must not have spent a lot of time in strip clubs. You can feel differences in irregularities, as he would say. And I'm sure if you're carrying that much over a key of uncut Peruvian marching powder, it's probably a little lumpy, a little flowery.
Flowery.
Well, here's a story from closer to home for those of you who are in the Asheville, North Carolina area. It's from Greenville, South Carolina. Imagine if you go onto Facebook and you find pages that show your husband in photos being married to other women. Well, that's exactly what has happened here. A 49-year-old man from Greenville was arrested and charged with bigamy. After his wife spotted wedding photos of him and another woman on Facebook, she turned this over to investigators. They found this man is allegedly married to two additional women in unions dating back to 1988, and each of his alleged wives live in a different South Carolina county. They think the guy may have even more wives. They say the guy doesn't want to talk about this. The story literally says he has told deputies to kiss his you-know-what. And he's made a few other comments along those lines. So, you know, life is busy enough as it is. How on earth do you marry a few different women and juggle those marriages around, and then, you know, one of your wives goes onto Facebook and finds you with the rice and the bird seed being thrown now, as you're taking your new wife off down the honeymoon aisle.
You know, as a guy who's not married, you know, I mean, I could see the mistress. You know, it's like the wife gets on Facebook, sees her husband with the mistress. But it's like all the extra wives, all my married friends I know are miserable. And I don't know why you'd want to pick up a bunch of extra ones of those. It seems like a lot of money and a lot of problems, you know.
It's an amazing thing that somebody out there would think this is worth my time and effort and money. It would be interesting to sit down and like interview this guy and say, how did you juggle all this around?
Traveling insurance salesman.
Maybe. Okay, next story comes to us from Green Acres. Very good. Florida. A naked sleeping driver was awakened by police at a Florida intersection, and then he led authorities on a chase. 21 years old, he was asleep behind the wheel of a 2003 Ford Taurus at a busy intersection around 9:30 p.m., and when a patrol car pulled up in front of him, he awoke, drove around the police, and fled. And it says they eventually caught up with him, and they've charged him with fleeing and eluding, operating without a license, resisting arrest, probation violation, et cetera, et cetera.
Have you ever driven naked for a long period of time?
I have never driven naked. I kind of feel weird when I'm in the car and I just have to change my shorts, like from wet shorts to dry shorts.
Mm-hmm.
That happens a lot now. only because I've been swimming at the beach.
So no long distance nude driving for Joshua P.
No, I've never done that.
That's a shame.
Well, you know, I'm still relatively young. Maybe it's not too late.
Liberate yourself, friend.
Okay. Let's see here. One from Los Angeles. An alcohol delivery service in Los Angeles. Now, let me pause because hey, that's a pretty wild concept. I mean, you know, most of the time you don't even get the ability to buy alcohol late at night. They have a delivery service, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, I will explain what you can get from the delivery service in addition to alcohol. This is the Dark 30 Hour. This show is brought to you tonight by Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and we'll be back right after this.
I'm haunting every dream of you, seemingly misleading you just to hear you scream because.
Blood is that sweet as moonshine whiskey. Join outside, you can drink some with me. Yeah. We've all got to spill. You know that it is. We're so alive when we kill, kill, kill. We're coming to kill you.
We're coming to kill you. We're coming to kill you. Coming to kill you. We're coming to kill you. We're coming to kill you. Coming to kill you. We're coming to kill you. I like platelets on my plate. Don't mistake this, just concentrate as I fillet your brains like Salisbury steak. I'll burp you up later for getting what I ate because
blood is that sweet as moonshine whiskey. Shown outside, you can drink some with me.
Yeah, welcome back to Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and you can call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. Or just go to speakingofstrange.com, and you'll find a link to the website with more information, directions. There's even a map there, et cetera. And you'll also find at speakingofstrange.com a link to Christopher's Computers. Now, mind you, I'm still here in Puerto Rico for the time being. Next month I'll be back in Asheville, but we have been relying for a long time now on one of Christopher's Computers to bring this program to you. Here I am all the way out here in the middle of the ocean, and you can see how good it sounds. Go to ChristophersComputers.com or give them a call, 828-670-9800. And it doesn't matter if you want a new computer or an update or there's a virus problem. Don't be intimidated, okay? He's a friend of mine. Tell him you heard about it on Speaking of Strange with Joshua P. Warren, 828-670-9800. Let's get back to this story from Los Angeles. An alcohol delivery service in Los Angeles is planning to include underwear and sex toys as an option. The future of delivery services will arrive in Los Angeles on doorsteps very soon. It's called Saucy, an alcohol delivery service, and they are partnering up with MeUndies, an L.A.-based underwear company, and they say that customers can order booty shorts and boxers along with toys, bourbon, and beer. They also say they will include a hangover-fighting vitamin and your choice of alcohol and mixers. So a little something for everybody.
You ever been in a situation where you needed to order panties that quick and have them delivered?
That has never happened to me. It seems to me if you're at the point where you need to order panties, you don't need them anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I mean, maybe if you just, you know, crap yourself, I can see that being a possible advantage.
But, yeah, you're probably paying a premium for that delivery service, though. And if that's the problem, then you probably ain't got enough money to utilize it because you ain't got extra drawers around the house to just put on new drawers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the people in Los Angeles, they're always at the cutting edge, it seems like. They're spearheading the way. And I guess the rest of the country is just on the edge of their seats, waiting with bated breath to see how well this works out to determine whether or not their business model will distribute throughout the rest of the land of the free, the home of the brave. But I kind of doubt that's going to be necessary. Okay, how about this story from Port Orange, Florida? That's right, Port Orange, Florida. A woman attacked and burglarized her own grandmother to get money for a hotel room. This 25-year-old woman and her 26-year-old husband were arrested. There was a 911 call with a lot of screaming and crying, and they are alleging here that the woman grabbed her grandma, ripped off her grandma's bra, twisted her wrists, and stole jewelry after her grandma refused to give her money. And when the grandma tried to call 911, her granddaughter ripped the landline phone out of the wall and threw it at her. Oh, man. You know, it says here that shortly after midnight, a local deputy spotted the pair at a gas station and near South Daytona. And it says here the husband was located hiding in the men's room. So these folks have been charged with assault, battery, false imprisonment, grand theft, possession of methamphetamine, and threatening a witness. A sad story when you hear stuff like that. But, you know, we have to report these things when they happen. And, you know, people in Florida, you know, they flip out and do some messed up stuff. I don't know what it is about Florida. Sam, you're from Florida. Do you have any thoughts on why Florida is such a messed up state?
I don't like to claim it, but yeah, I was born there. It has something to do with the heat, I would imagine. The stifling, standing behind a city bus in the middle of summer, heat and humidity, it just drives people mad. That must be it. That, and I'm sure there's a lot of bad juju going on down there, too. But yeah. Yeah, nobody wants to see that happen to Grandma. Honest to God.
Mm-hmm. Poor Grandma.
No.
There's a special place in hell, a special rung on Dante's Inferno for people who do that to Grandma. Okay, here's an interesting story. Supposedly here, they say one of the top anti-gay crusaders in Texas was divorced because his wife ran off with a lesbian partner. Story claims the leader of an anti-LGBT, now that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender group, became one of the champions of trying to end, you know, the concept of same-sex marriage. But they say that he became the head of one of these organizations just after his wife began a romantic relationship with another woman. And his wife, I guess now ex-wife, said that she wanted to end the marriage on grounds it was unsupportable due to discord and conflict of personalities. Apparently, it says here that she ran off with one of her coworkers. And so now this guy, I presume, is in a very personal position here because he already, it seems, was against this. But it makes you wonder, was he against it because there were things that had happened before that had, you know, influenced him? Or was this just one of those crazy ironies where, you know, karma comes back and bites you in the you-know-what? But they say the divorce became final on August 1st. Apparently here, this sort of anti-gay marriage clause is still raging there in Texas, and so it's always interesting when you have these kinds of stories about people who make headlines representing the anti version of this, having some kind of personal experience that, in my opinion, maybe swayed them so that, you know, it influenced them on a personal level. I don't know. Here is a story from, another one from L.A. Says here, a police officer has been arrested for soliciting a Las Vegas undercover cop. 48-year-old police sergeant is in trouble now. They say that he spent an hour chatting up this woman at the Flamingo Casino. He asked the undercover officer if she was a cop, and she said no. And they made arrangements for him to pay her $250 and gas money for them to meet at her car in a parking garage for a variety of, well, unmentionable acts. As soon as he got there and gave her the gas money, that's when they nailed him. And so we're talking about, again, a police officer and from L.A. soliciting another undercover police officer from Las Vegas.
He does not have that natural police instinct of sniffing one another out.
No, he was missing something.
Sniffing out something else altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, well, the last three stories of the night. And, well, what more can I say? If you're interested, stick around. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strange.
I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Let's check. I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Come on, let's check. I want your body, everybody wants your body, so let's check. Yeah.
the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is the Dark 30 Hour. Mind you, next week we're taking a break, so you will not be hearing this program. You'll probably hear some kind of a coast-to-coast AM feed. And barring ball games and other weirdness, our next new show should be on September 6th. So mark that on your calendar. And, you know, this is the Dark 30 Hour, so you should tune out right now. If there are kids around or people who are easily offended who don't want to hear anything about the last three stories that I've saved for the night, the first one comes from, get that bell ready, Mary Esther.
It was my bad. I didn't know.
Do it again. Mary Esther. Florida.
She was on the
okay.
ball. She was on it.
All right. She just didn't have the mic up. Here we go, guys. Listen, and again, this is, you know, tune out if you don't want to hear this kind of stuff. Florida is known for its public masturbators, okay? And right now, this is a weird case. A 21-year-old man is accused of parking in a residential area there and masturbating in the street before leaving. He was spotted by a number of people. Authorities arrived, and because they said they saw a, quote, naked man acting funny, end quote. Oh, boy, what a description. And when he was approached by authorities, they said, well, he told them he is just shopping for houses, and that he has a unique way of choosing his next home. He wants a place that will allow him to climax as easily as possible.
Sounds legit.
Of course. Who doesn't do that, right? You're going to be there for maybe the rest of your life. You want to be in the right, you know, sacred geometry there so you can climax. Next story comes to us from San Diego. Says a woman there was already in trouble when she allegedly careened her car into a group of about 10 bicyclists on Fiesta Island. But when police found her, she was also allegedly high on meth. And guess where her stash was stashed? Mm-hmm. She's being held on $300,000 bail. And, I mean, again, this woman was driving the wrong way down the road and struck those 10 cyclists. Six of them were transported to the hospital. One victim was paralyzed and remains in critical condition, and it was at the hospital where they found the bag of meth hidden in her you-know-what.
I don't know what. What is that? Elaborate.
It was in her back pocket, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, here is the last story of the night, and this comes to us from Seattle, Washington. If there is grass on the lawn, you still shouldn't hump the lawn chairs. Well, a man, 33, is charged with indecent exposure. No. Let me rephrase that. I thought it was a man. It's a woman. Charged with indecent exposure and urinating in public after Seattle cops received a complaint that she was urinating on a family's yard and humping outdoor chairs. The caller alleged that she was naked, going into the lawn and, you know, doing her thing in full view of the neighborhood. It says here that she exposed her parts and, quote, now this is what a quote this is, smacked her genital area multiple times with her hands and said she was into having it with people's lawn furniture. They also claimed that the woman was extremely intoxicated. Now, lawn chairs are only the latest outdoor recreational object that allegedly led passerby into temptation. You may remember a fella in Ohio has been accused of doing it with an inflatable pool raft not once, not twice, but three times. And he also once allegedly mixed it up a bit and got nasty with an inflatable pumpkin.
That's just crazy talk.
That's some, yeah, strange stuff. But hey, you don't think of that in Ohio, and yet another Ohio native was caught in 2008 allegedly getting down with a picnic table. Oh, my goodness.
All kinds.
As if we needed more. I believe that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in, hopefully, around September 6th for a brand new one. You are commanded!